information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Welcome back to SUNY Delhi as it's the Section 4 Class D Boys Basketball semifinals here tonight, South Courtright and Charlotte Valley. We're going to pause for the ending of the national anthem here, and we'll be back with the starting lineups on WCDO.
Yeah, believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your Tri-County Sports Leader, WCDO.
And welcome back. It's Nate Lowe and Greg Bonskowski. Game 2 of the Section 4 Class D Boys Basketball Semifinals here tonight, live from SUNY Delhi. It's a big Delaware County crowd for Game 2 as it's South Courtright and Charlotte Valley. Of course, both these teams from the Delaware League, they know each other very, very well and have played a couple of different times this season, with South Courtright coming out on top. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto pregame show as we get you set here for tip-off between these two teams. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area. And remember, no matter your credit situation, Butler Auto will get you financed on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Starting lineups, first for Charlotte Valley, the 3 seed with a record of 19-3 for head coach Mike Ballard. They will start with junior number 2, Trevor Wade, senior number 5, Travis Pierce, junior number 10, Ezra Antle, a senior number 12, Cooper Wright, and a senior number 23, Jamison Quigley. On the other side for SK, the 2 seed, coming in with a record of 17-3, they start with senior number 1, Troy Dienich. They also have junior number 5, Darren Dengler, a junior number 11, Connor Carino, a senior number 12, Josh Anderson, and a senior number 14, Adam Champlin. South Courtright is in at the home uniforms as the 2 seed. They are the white with the blue trim. Charlotte Valley is in the maroon uniforms with the black and the white trim there, as they are the 3 seed. Both these teams know each other very well, so, Coach, they're here to do it again. Always fun when you can play somebody that's a league rival, but also hard to beat a team that many times in one season. This would be the 3rd time for SK.
Yeah, as a coach, I think you always want to see somebody that you're not familiar with in sectionals, but then there's also that, you know, friendly, you know, feeling of, oh, I feel comfortable because I know exactly what that team's going to do. We've played them a couple times. I know their personnel. So it's a kind of a balance. Do you want to play somebody that you don't know, or do you want to play somebody that you've played previously? So,
winner of this game will get Southern Cayuga, the 4 seed, who upset Morris 79-55 in the first game here tonight. Morris was 21-0, the number 1 seed coming into that game. And now we're underway in the second game here tonight. South Courtright going left to right, and they'll try to zip one down low. Carino's pass is tipped out of bounds by Charlotte Valley. And so the Rams will have it here on the baseline as they go left to right. Coming in off a big win over Marathon in the second round. And Charlotte Valley comes in off an impressive win over Lawrence Milford. Champlin with the ball, dishing into the corner. Carino for 3, in and out. Ball is tipped by Quigley out of bounds, and we'll stay here with the Rams. Jameson Quigley is an absolute monster underneath for Charlotte Valley. Got to watch him here tonight. We do have a special milestone that might be happening in this game as well, Coach, that we'll have to keep an eye on. Didn't want to say anything in the pregame, but we'll see how it goes. As a great pass from Champlin down low finds Troy Dionich. And it's a 2-0 lead for the Rams in the early going, as Charlotte Valley will have it in the backcourt. And now a steal by Champlin on the right side. Champlin fakes the pass, takes it up, rolls off the back of the rim. Dionic with a rebound. His kiss off the glass is good, and he scores to make it 4-0 for SK.
SK opening here with a little three-quarter court, 1-3-1.
And to midcourt here for Charlotte Valley. Dribbling through the pressure, they go to Jamison Quigley, working it back across. A three now for Charlotte Valley, in and out. Shot was from Trevor Wade, and a rebound for South Courtright. Here is Carino. Turns on the gas, dips one down low for Champlin, and he puts it up and in. And what a start here for the Rams. They lead 6-0. Charlotte Valley just trying to catch their breath in the early going, and now they go to midcourt for Quigley. Quigley gets across midcourt. Now we'll find Ezra Antle. And reversing to the near side here for Travis Pierce. Wildcats looking to work it around in the early going as they trail South Courtright 6-0 with a minute and a half gone here in the first quarter. Jamison Quigley in the corner. His three is off the back of the rim. No good. Dengler with a rebound and an outlet pass to Josh Anderson, who I think is kind of the key to it all for this South Courtright team. Into the right corner now for Champlin. Works it back out for Anderson as South Courtright settles in. Deep three here for Connor Carino off the front of the rim. Dengler with a rebound. Back to Carino. Slashing, and he puts it up and in for Connor Carino.
Nice cut there and a good pass from Dengler.
And now a steal by Anderson. Tries to feed one to midcourt. Jamison Quigley with a steal, but they're going to get him for a traveling violation. So it'll come back to South Courtright as they lead 8-0 just 2 minutes into the ball game here. Coach, and a good fast start, much faster than we saw them start in the Delaware League Championship just a couple of weeks ago. South Courtright with the basketball. Carino now to Troy Dionich at the top of the key. Back to Carino for three. Left side swish. Nothing but net for Connor Carino. And he's got 5 points now, and a timeout's going to be taken by Charlotte Valley with 5:45 to go in the first quarter. And it's SK out to an 11-0 lead on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
High School Sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. What a start here for the SK Rams, leading 11-0. Jamison Quigley across midcourt. Now we'll dish it off here for Wade, and his jumper in the green paint is good for Trevor Wade, making it 11-2. Now with 5.5 to go in the first quarter, South Courtright going left to right. They'll bring it back down the left side of the floor. Carino goes to the corner. A three ball here for Connor is in and out. Rebound Dengler. Dengler trying to dish it off and instead will shoot the ball. Missed the shot. Rebound for Dionich. And both teams wrestling and scrambling for it there. Still no whistle. Finally, it rolls out of bounds. It'll stay with SK.
Good hustle by both teams, though.
5:07 to go in the first. And it's 11-2. South Courtright has jumped out. Carino will be doing the inbounding duty for the Rams on the baseline. He'll work it in. They go to Anderson, now back to Carino in the right corner. Dials up a three and hits it. Connor Carino buries that shot. And with that shot, Carino has joined the 1,000 career point club. They're going to keep the game going. They said they didn't want to stop it being a sectional game, but congratulations to Connor Carino, the fifth male and 12th overall player in school history to hit the milestone for South Courtright. And now a breakaway layup here for Troy Dianich is up and good. And it's all going this way for South Courtright. Steal by Dengler here at midcourt. Knocked out of bounds into the press area with 4.5 to go in the first. 16-2, South Courtright on top. And Carino joins the 1,000 career point club. That's a pretty elite list for Connor to be on that for South Courtright. Has to feel good to get it here in his junior season. So 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Charlotte Valley with the ball going right to left. A little congratulations, Connor. Banner is now over on the far side of the floor with the South Courtright cheerleaders. Ball knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Charlotte Valley with 4:20 to go in the first, and SK leading 16-2. So the Wildcats will have it on the baseline here and look to get it in. Carino almost got a steal, but Quigley was able to get it in the right corner. Charlotte Valley trying to settle in on offense. It's a backdoor pass looking for Quigley, up and under, and hits. Jamison Quigley with the bucket, his first of the night. Makes it 16-4 with 4 minutes to go in this first quarter. Carino to the left side, now to Adam Champlin. SK settling in. They'll go to the high post now for Josh Anderson. Back to Carino on the right side as SK goes left to right. Carino steps through the defense, and his shot was partially blocked. Out of bounds now. Going to stay with the Rams, it looks like, with 3:45 to go in this first frame.
Oh, they got it going down.
Oh, it is coming back to Charlotte Valley here. Okay. So the Wildcats will have it in the backcourt. And they'll look to get it across midcourt now with Wade. And Wade's going to be whistled for a traveling violation, so it's going to go back to South Courtright with 3:37 to go in the first quarter. Coach, so far, what's been the difference for SK to jump out to a big lead like this?
Well, they certainly have shot the ball well, but they're not allowing a heck of a lot of offensive continuity for Charlotte Valley. They're doing a good job moving the ball on offense, getting the open shot, and Charlotte Valley has struggled to put the ball in the basket.
Rams will work it down low for Troy Dienich, and his shot is a little short, rebounded well here by Charlotte Valley, but then in the corner there, a pass went for Ezra Antle, and he was out of bounds, so it's going to go back to South Courtright, and the Wildcats just can't seem to get into any kind of a rhythm here.
No, it's almost like the ball's, like, I want to say, like a hot potato. They don't seem to, they just want to catch it and move it, but they're not being patient.
Rams will get it to the high post. Anderson with the turnaround shot. It won't go. And a rebound here for Quigley. A long pass ahead for Wade. Wade's going to take it up and scores, and is fouled by Carino. Trevor Wade with the breakaway layup, and a great pass there by Quigley. Makes it 16-6.
That'll be two on Carino.
So Carino will have to come to the bench here. Picks up that second foul. And this is going to give some life here to Charlotte Valley with Wade heading to the charity stripe with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. So Wade settles in, and his first shot, or his only shot at the line, is good. Makes it 16-7. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. 2:55 to go in this first frame. SK with the basketball. Jack Byrne is into the game now. Played some big minutes in their win in the second round over the Marathon Olympians, and now ball's going to go back to Charlotte Valley, as that was Darren Dengler with a foul underneath. So the Wildcats trying to weather the storm here, Coach, and settle in.
Yeah, we still got a long way to go.
Wildcats with the ball in the backcourt with Jamison Quigley. Now gets it to Wade, who comes across midcourt. Wade with a baseline drive. His pull-up jumper is no good. And Anderson with a big rebound back down the floor for Adam Champlin. Champlin in transition now to Dienich in the corner to Anderson. And his tough take will go up and in. Josh Anderson makes it SK 18 in Charlotte Valley 7. 2:10 to go here in the first quarter. The Section 4 Class D boys basketball semifinals. Almost a steal by South Courtright at midcourt. And now it looks like Charlotte Valley will step out of bounds, giving it back to the Rams anyways.
I think one of South Courtright's strengths is their bench. They have a couple kids that they bring off the bench that on most other teams, I think, in the section would be starters.
And back down the floor here for the Rams. They go to the high post for Anderson, takes it to the interior. Oh, that ball hangs on the rim, wouldn't go down, and a rebound for the Wildcats. That hung up there for quite a long time. And finally brought back down here by Charlotte Valley with 1:40 to go in this first quarter. Wildcats with the ball on the right low block, and we're going to have a jump ball. Arrow will keep it with the Wildcats of Charlotte Valley, who are the 3 seed after having a great year, taking on the 2 seed South Courtright Rams. Coming up on 90 seconds to go in the first quarter. 18-7 our score. South Courtright boys leading here in the Class D semifinals for Section 4. Quigley with a 3-ball. Hits it on the right side, and Jamison Quigley says, not so fast. We're not going anywhere. And it's 18-10. with 1:15 to go in the first quarter. Champlin finds Jack Byrne, right side, now to Dengler. Inside for Anderson. Pull-up jumper is off the mark, and a rebound for Quigley. Quigley down at the right side of the floor. Now goes to Trevor Wade. Far side for Ezra Antle to the interior. A pull-up jumper is no good. Here for Noah Johnson, and a rebound for the Rams with 50 seconds to go. Deanich tries to take it to the rim, and he's blocked there by Wade. Out of bounds. So it'll stay with the Rams, who jumped out to a 16-2 lead, but since then the Wildcats seem to be settling in a little bit here. Deanich on the baseline. Now looking for Champlin. Instead has to feed one into the corner for Jack Byrne. Byrne with a baseline runner, no good. Dengler doing hard work on the interior, is able to get to this ball, but a jump ball is going to be the call. Both teams wrestling for it on the floor. Possession arrow is going to keep it with the Rams. And they will be doing the inbounding underneath the basket with 43 seconds to go in the first quarter. Byrne now will go to Anderson as South Courtright goes left to right. Now back up to Champlin, who's going to reset the offense into the right side for Byrne. Down to 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Pass to the interior for Champlin. Now he's going to try to pull it out. Champlin goes back to Dengler. Interior pass for Byrne. And to Josh Anderson, who muscles it up and in. And he's got 4 points. And SK leads 20-10 with 15 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Back down the floor. Ezra Antle for three. Yes, buries it there for Charlotte Valley. Makes it 20-13. 5 seconds left. Champlin shovels down low for Dengler at the buzzer. No. First quarter in the books. South Courtright boys lead 20-13 over Charlotte Valley, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
High School Sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Just want to remind you that South Courtright's Connor Carino just joined the 1,000-point club. He's the fifth male and 12th overall player in school history to hit the milestone. He joined some elite company on the SK list. So a great job to Connor from all of us here at WCDO Sports. Just wanted to pass that along.
Yes, congratulations. Great accomplishment.
They didn't really stop the game like they normally do. They said, you know, they wanted to just try to keep things going. Connor was fine with that. I'm sure afterwards there'll be a lot of pictures as it's a special moment. And so that'll be a fun thing. But right now these teams are all business with the start of the second quarter and the South Courtright boys leading 20-13 over Charlotte Valley. Wade into the corner. A three here is off the mark. Rebound is picked up here by Noah Johnson. Nobody boxed him out, and he put it up and in. And Charlotte Valley's cut this down to a five-point game. 20-15 the score. Champlin back up near midcourt. Carino is back into the ball game now after getting those two early fouls. Inside pass for Anderson. Rolls in and out. A shot there. Dengler rebound into the corner. Carino for three. No, off the back of the rim. And a rebound by Deanich, and he's whistled for over the back. So it's going to come back here to the Charlotte Valley Wildcats. Wildcats with the ball. Quigley in the backcourt will look to bring it forward. Now to Wade, dishing it off down low, and a good layup here for Ethan Barrett. And Charlotte Valley has found some gaps in that defense, and they found a way to exploit SK so far here. It's a three-point game, 20-17 now. 6:50 to go in the second quarter. Deanich with a three on the left side. No. Dengler a rebound. Second chance. No. Third chance, also blocked. Deanich tries it again. That won't go down. Both teams still fighting for the rebound. Quigley comes away with it. And we're going to have a foul here with 6:35 to go in the second quarter. Or did it just go out of bounds?
I think they just have it out of bounds. They didn't report a foul.
Out of bounds, so it is going to go back to Charlotte Valley. They're saying last touched by Dengler. And so now the ball at midcourt. And Trent Cole into the ball game here. Cole had to sit the second round game with an injury. Good to see him back as he was a key player in the Delaware League Championship game just a couple of weeks ago. He picks up a foul at midcourt, and then Charlotte Valley will inbound. It was 6.5 to go in the second quarter, a 20-17 ball game. Wade will take it to the interior, and a layup is good for Trevor Wade, and he's got 7. Boy, and he's been tremendous for the Wildcats. Here is Carino, wants to take it to the interior and is fouled at the right low block. And Charlotte Valley's got some new life here, Coach. They were down 16-2, and now it's a 20-19 ball game.
Yeah, you give them a lot of credit. They didn't really lose their composure. I thought that was a good timeout by Coach Ballard, and they've kind of just chipped away at it. South Courtright has got some good looks, but just hasn't put the ball in the basket.
First shot at the line for Carino is up and good for him. So Carino with a quick 9 points. Just a reminder that we have several special sponsors tonight, including the South Courtright School and Community Organization. Carino misses the second shot and a rebound for Charlotte Valley. Favors Home and Kitchens of Oxford, as well as UHS Shenango Memorial Hospital of Norwich. A shot by Charlotte Valley is no good, and SK's looking to run. Deanich down the right side of the floor, puts it off the glass, and it's good for Troy Deanich. And he has 8 points.
Nice finish. Still up and under, kind of in midair.
5:50 to go, second quarter. South Courtright pushes their lead up to 23-19. And now a steal at midcourt by Carino. And Carino is fouled by Ezra Antle at the midcourt timeline with 5:45 to go in the second. And so the Rams will have it at midcourt. And what a difference when Carino was in the ballgame for SK. They just seemed to have a little bit more energy out there as Charlotte Valley was able to make that run with Carino mostly on the bench.
I think it just gives them another threat offensively from the perimeter.
Pull-up jumper here for Josh Anderson is off the mark. And back down the floor for the Wildcats with 5.5 to go in the second quarter. They go to Jamison Quigley. Quigley on the right side. Will now work it to Trevor Wade. Charlotte Valley has settled in nicely after a slow start. And they'll go back to Quigley. Hit one from there earlier. This one is short rebound for Carino. Carino with a 2-on-1. Boy, he's got a lot of speed and takes it right to the rim and finishes. Nice take there by Carino to make it a 25-19 ball game with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Here is Wade, gets into the paint, pull-up jumper, off the mark, rebound, Anderson, who's been a beast on the glass so far. Anderson looking to run. He tries to go coast-to-coast and can't finish. Rebound for Trent Cole, and he puts it up and in. And Cole is able to get that to go, and a timeout is taken by Charlotte Valley. 4:42 to go in the second quarter. It's 27-19, Rams on top here in the semifinals on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Mallincrod Pharmaceuticals of Hobart is a proud supporter of high school basketball on WCDO. Mallincrod wishes great success to our local teams in the Tri-County area. We also offer numerous full and part-time employment opportunities for Tri-County area residents and beyond. To learn more, visit mallincrod.com. Mallincrod cheers on our local teams and local athletes in all sports and is happy to sponsor live basketball game coverage on WCDO.
Your Tri-County sports leader, WCDO.
4:40 to go in the second quarter. Welcome back. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. And at the midcourt timeline, they'll pass one inside for Charlotte Valley for Quigley. He missed it. but will head to the line as he was fouled with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. So the second foul on Troy Deanich here. And Quigley's going to go to the line for two, and Jack Byrne will check back in here for South Courtright. So the Rams had that real fast start to the ball game. Then Charlotte Valley came storming back. Rams with another little flurry. They were able to push this lead up to 27-19, and now Charlotte Valley trying to answer again. And so settling in at the line for his second shot is Jamison Quigley. Got it. So Quigley now has 6 points, and it's 27-20 as SK trying to answer with Champlin. Missed it, but is able to flush one over to Cole, who puts it up and in. Trent Cole.
That was a really nice pass by Champlin there. He had the rebound before he even came down. He passed it over to Cole.
Makes it 29-20. South Courtright boys up by 9 with 4:08 to go in the second quarter. Shot by Antle is short in the left corner. Rebound Carino. A long pass ahead for Champlin trying to chase it down. He goes flying through the barrier behind the basket. Appears to be okay, though. There was no stopping him as he was trying to save that ball from going out of bounds.
Good hustle.
Ball's going to go back to Charlotte Valley here with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter in a 29-20 ball game. And Charlotte Valley will get it in. Quigley with a long pass ahead. It's tipped away. Anderson trying to save it. He goes into the barrier on the other side. But it does roll out of bounds. And again, it'll stay with the Wildcats. But again, good hustle.
It's a good thing those barriers are here.
Yeah, right. 3:55 to go in the second. And it's 29-20. Quigley will get it in right side. Finds Wade in the corner for a three. No, just a little too strong. Wade with his own rebound. Turnaround shot hanging in the air. No, again off the back of the rim, and then a rebound underneath. Foul's going to be on Champlin here with 3:45 to go here in the opening half.
And that's going to be 1-1.
And so this will send Luke Montgomery to the line for Davenport, or for Charlotte Valley, I should say. So Montgomery settling in at the line. And his first shot is good. Charlotte Valley giving themselves a chance, hanging around here in the first half despite a really tough start. Second shot coming from Montgomery. And that one is off the mark and a rebound for Trent Cole. Outlet pass, Connor Carino. Carino in transition on the right baseline is able to muscle it up and in, and Carino's got 13. Makes it 31-21 with 3.5 to go in the second quarter. And a long pass ahead there for Charlotte Valley is too tall.
Earlier we were talking about the familiarity of these two teams being in the same league. With that start that South Courtright got off to, I think if it was a school that was not familiar with South Courtright and wasn't in their league, that it almost would have been game over. But because Charlotte Valley has played South Courtright, they kind of maybe expected that and didn't panic.
A pass from Carino down low to Anderson, and he puts it up and in, and Anderson's got 6. I like your take on that, Coach, for sure. Here is Quigley at midcourt. He'll look to come across the midcourt timeline. It's 33-21 with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Thanks for joining us here. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a minute. Pull-up jumper now. Jumper for Quigley is no good, but he is fouled. And Quigley's going to go back to the line again.
Because, I mean, I would imagine that these kids have played against each other, not only at the varsity level, but the JV level. So I imagine that South Courtright has gotten off to a start similar to that at some point in their basketball career.
Quigley gets the first shot to go. He's got 7 points. Makes it 33-22, late here in the second quarter with 2:55 to go. Quigley's second shot at the line, rattles it in. So Quigley now has 8 points with 2:50 to go second quarter. Carino back in transition. A three on the left side for Connor Carino. 16 in the first half for Carino. And now a steal at midcourt here by Anderson. And SK leads 36-23. Byrne now finds Carino. He's feeling it. Straight away three off the back of the rim. Too strong. Rebound now for Wade. And Trevor Wade will bring it back down the floor to the right side now, finding Quigley. Muscles his way inside. Pull-up jumper from the foul line is a little short. Carino with a rebound. And he's off to the races again. Carino in transition. Makes the layup and is fouled. Carino's got 18, and he's going to the line looking for the three-point play. And SK has ballooned this lead back up to 38-23, Coach.
Yeah, they really have kind of taken off here a little bit here in the middle part of this second quarter.
Want to give a shout-out to all our special sponsors, including Canal Street Hardware in Oxford, Clark Farms Creamery in Delhi, and Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart. And so Carino's going to step into the line here for South Courtright, looking to complete the three-point play. This one is off the mark. And foul shots continue to be tough here for South Courtright this season. Back down the floor for Charlotte Valley with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter and a 38-23 lead. A pass for Antle, and he's able to score from Quigley. Makes it 38-25 with a 1:55 to go here. And just like that, Carino in transition. He's got 20, slicing and dicing through the defense. 40-25 is the score. South Courtright trying to trap at midcourt. Quigley's able to work his way out of it. Ball to the interior is taken away by Trent Cole. South Courtright looking to run again. Ahead for Carino. Carino stops and pops and hits on the left baseline. 22 in the first half for Carino. And Coach Mike Ballard has seen enough. Minute and a half to go in the second quarter, and SK leads 42-25. We'll be back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Now get ice fishing supplies, including rod and reel combos, tip-ups, seat buckets, and a variety of jigs and power bait at Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge.
Your Tri-County sports leader, WCDO.
Welcome back. A minute and a half to go in the second quarter, and SK leads 42-25. Wildcats answer out of the timeout with a bucket there from Ethan Barrett. Barrett scores, and then what happened here, Coach?
You got a violation. So after the ball went through, one of the South Courtright players took the ball and thought they were ready to go. The one had come across the end line and then went back across after they threw the ball back to him. So it was kind of like a double inbound. Also, it looks like he might have a little injury here. Number 12, Josh Anderson, has come off with a little bit of a limp. I don't know if he rolled an ankle there or what happened.
Yeah, Anderson with a little bit of a limp here, kind of grimacing on the sideline, but also appears to be okay. He's walking up and down here. We'll see if he's all right. With a minute 15 to go in the second quarter, Wildcats will get the ball on the baseline again, inbounding it down 42-27. And here is Ezra Antle, will work it back up to Trevor Wade. Wade at the top of the key, looking for options, tries to go to the interior, taken away by Darren Dengler. A nice pass ahead for Champlin, who scores. Champlin on the breakaway layup, and SK leads 44-27 with 55 seconds to go in the second quarter. Now a shovel pass over to Quigley, and he's able to put it up and in, and Quigley's got 10 to make it 44-29. Here is Carino trying to dribble into the paint, and he's fouled by Charlotte Valley. 45 seconds to go before our halftime break. Of course, want to thank all our special sponsors here for our games tonight and tomorrow, including Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center in Sydney, Gallery 321 of Oxford, Clark Farms Creamery in Delhi, as well as Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Oxford and Sydney. A missed shot by South Courtright and a rebound with 30 seconds to go in the second quarter by Charlotte Valley. And they'll work it out for Travis Pierce. Pierce with a pull-up jumper, no. Rebound, yes, no. All bounced out there for Barrett. Carino quickly down the floor in transition. Will pull it out with 15 seconds left. Wants to reset. Carino calling out the play with 10 seconds left. Carino at the top of the key. Comes off of a screen. Wants to take it to the rim and scores. Carino has 24 in the first half. And that'll do it. South Courtray puts up 46 points in the first half. And the Rams lead 46-29 over Charlotte Valley at the break. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated
and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back to start this third quarter. Good eyes by coach noticing Josh Anderson not starting this third quarter for South Courtright. We noticed at the end of the second he might have tweaked something, maybe an ankle. And I guess if you're South Courtright right now, you're up 46-29, you can afford to rest him a little bit here. So South Courtright will have the ball to start the second half, going right to left. They are in the white uniforms with the blue trim. Charlotte Valley is in the maroon with the white and black trim. Dengler to the interior, slipped on the floor, lost control of it, and the Wildcats will get the loose ball and ahead for Quigley, but he is fouled by Noy. Traveling violation, okay. Quigley looks mystified here at midcourt as he'll run back down. South Courtright will get the ball back. Did he just slip there, Coach? I missed it.
No, he did travel, but it was because of how the South Courtright kid took the angle. It was a very good play in the open court. He kind of caught it, and he couldn't dribble right away because the South Courtright player was in his way, and he took a couple steps and then put the ball on the floor.
So Charlotte Valley will get a steal now and bring it back down the floor after that traveling violation. Here is Quigley to the right side. Into the corner now, a three for Charlotte Valley is too long. Carino with a rebound. Carino down the right side of the floor for Trent Cole to the interior. Nice up and under finger roll, and he got that to go. Cole, who again did not play the other night against Marathon with an injury, appears to be doing just fine here tonight. Tough finish with some contact there. So South Courtright boys leading 48-29, 6:55 to go in this third quarter. Charlotte Valley with the ball and now a reach-in foul on Cole. Winner of this game will get 4-seed Southern Cayuga in the championship game, which is scheduled for Saturday, but we'll see what the weather brings as we hear a bunch of rumblings about a storm coming maybe Friday night, early Saturday. Inbounds pass to Quigley. Won't go. Quigley gets a rebound here and is going to take it right back to the rim, and this time can't get it to go. Rolled out, is fouled, and will head to the line. So we'll see what that weather brings, Coach. I don't know, what have you seen in your meteorology skills? Have you been looking that far ahead?
I did take a look at it this morning, and to me it looked, I was a little disappointed. I was kind of hoping for a snow day on Friday.
Mm.
But to me it looked like more snow was coming on Friday night.
Friday night, okay.
So
second shot for Quigley is good. He's got 12. Whatever happens with those games, we will certainly let you know here on WCDO. the boys and the girls game will be on Saturday back here at SUNY Delhi as Connor Carino travels as he got tripped up heading into the paint. And I'm assuming that they have a snow date all set to go, and we'll figure out that information and bring it to you if it's needed. Quigley with the ball goes to Ezra Antle at the top of the key. He fires up a three, missed it. Champlin with a rebound, ahead now for Trent Cole. Cole hanging in the air, somehow is able to get it to go. Trent Cole has 8 points.
Really nice shot there.
And South Courtright leads 50-31. Here's Wade trying to take it to the interior. Then he got a rebound and stepped on the line. Out of bounds going back to SK. So again, SK started this game up 16-2. Charlotte Valley came roaring back to cut it to 1. But since then, it has been the Rams in control. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Champlin will now go to Troy Dienich. He wants to take it to the interior, and he hits a tough shot off the glass and gets it to go. Dienich has got 10. And Courtright leads 52-31. And Charlotte Valley to the high post with Quigley. And now a three ball from the right side for Trevor Wade won't go. Rebound for the Rams in transition. Nice job by Champlin just to hold on to it here. Whips it across the court, trying to find Carino. And it was over his head and out of bounds. Coach Kaufman just telling his guys to slow down a little bit here. Try to take it easy with 5.5 to go in the third. Wade comes across midcourt and sets it up on offense here for Charlotte Valley going left to right. Wildcats with the basketball here live from SUNY Delhi in the Section 4 Class D boys basketball semifinals here tonight. Right side of the floor, Wildcats will work it around to Quigley. Now to Wade, Antle at the top of the key, gets into the paint, stripped there by Trent Cole. Cole with a 2-on-1. Passing ahead for Troy Dienich, a little up and under, missed it. Cole going for a rebound. Bodies colliding there, and a foul is going to be on Cole, it looks like. No, it's going to be on Antle.
No. I think it was on Cole.
Okay, they had two number 10s there. Yeah, it's on Cole.
Over the back.
So the third foul on Cole here, and they're going to go to Jack Byrne. He'll check back in, so going to keep Anderson on the bench for protection. With 4:55 to go here in this third quarter. You can see that both these teams know each other so well. See a lot of guys talking in between the breaks. Some high fives and fist bumps. It's a good rivalry between these two. With 4:50 to go in the third. And a pass to the high post now for Charlotte Valley. Wade on the right side. Wade tries to go to the interior for Quigley. It's knocked away by Champlin. And ahead now for Connor Carino. Steps through the floater in the paint. Won't go. And Wade rips down a rebound. Outlet pass for Dienich. He steals it back for SK. Dienich will float one back to Champlin here at midcourt. With 4:25 to go here in this third quarter. Inside for Dengler. Little up and under for Dengler. Rolls in. Dengler's first points of the evening. Makes it 54-31 with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Across midcourt. Here is Wade heading to the rim, and he's able to put it up and in. Wade's got 9 points. Carino back the other way here for South Courtright. Carino into the paint. The floater missed it. Tries to go after his own rebound and then out of bounds here for Wade, but it's going to be a foul on Carino for the little push on the line.
That'll be his third.
So as Coach said, Carino picks up his third with 3:55 to go here in this third quarter. Charlotte Valley gets it in the backcourt. Wade's able to beat the pressure, passing one ahead, and the layup is good here for Ethan Barrett. And a timeout's going to be taken by South Courtright with 3:45 to go in the third. It is 54-35. Rams on top of Charlotte Valley, and we'll be back on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Back to the action with Nate Law on WCDO.
Out of the timeout, the Rams throwing the ball away, so Charlotte Valley is going to get it back with 3.5 to go in the third. And the Charlotte Valley Wildcats trailing the SK Rams 54-35 in the Section 4 Class D boys basketball semifinals. And then a backcourt violation on Charlotte Valley as they get it in.
I don't know about that one.
That was right on the line. Maybe some pushing there as well. Is that what you're referring to, Coach?
Well, I don't think he ever really fully established in the front court. So you can throw it in the back court.
Right.
So I don't think he ever really fully established all 3 points across.
Pass from Carino down low for Dengler. A miss. Champlin gets it back, finds Carino, who takes it inside and scores. 26 now for Carino on the night where he joins the 1,000 career point club. Boy, we've had a lot of locals do it this year. We've been lucky enough to do many of them on the radio. I believe we've had 8 or 9 in the CDO coverage area just this year alone. It's been great. 3 minutes to go in the third. Champlin will come across midcourt. Champlin to the right side. Now for Carino. Comes off of a screen, steps up at the high post and hits. From the foul line, Carino with 28. Makes it 2:40 to go here in the third, and SK leading 58-35. A kick near midcourt is going to keep the ball with Charlotte Valley. And so in the backcourt, Wildcats will have it with Wade. Floats one to Antle on the far side. And a baseline drive here for Charlotte Valley, up and good for Ethan Barrett. He's got 8 points off the bench. With 2:20 to go in this third, I think Coach has got the 1K list. I think he might have been able to do it right off the top of his head.
I don't know. I might be missing somebody.
I'm going to have to do it off the top of my head here, too, with 2:10 to go in the third. We'll talk about that in a minute with SK leading 58-37. Our intern, Hannah B., wants to see it as well, as here is a pass down low for Jamison Quigley, who puts it up and in. He's got 14.
Nice pass and finish there for Charlotte Valley.
So 1:50 to go here in the third. It's 58-39. Champlin wants to take it to the rim, and he's fouled. And we'll head to the line. So that's going to give us a chance here. So, Coach, let me see if I can do it off the top of my head. You check me here. We got Jolene Lust, Cherry Valley Springfield. Hannah Bonskowski, GMU. Carissa Richards, Morris. Scott Murphy, Morris, Connor Carino, South Courtright, Jacqueline Gransberry, Walton, Emma Simmons, Sydney. Am I missing one?
Yep.
Here is Champlin at the line. First shot is good for Champlin. Let me think about this for a minute here. Oh, Gabby Andrade is from Lawrence. There, I got it. Had to think about it. I was like, I know I've been at most of them. Actually, I think I've been at all of them, as Champlin gets the second one to go. He's got 6. And so that makes it 60-39. So that's the 1,000-point scores in our WCDO coverage area. And in Section 4, there's been a bunch more this year. So it's been impressive because most of the athletes that have gotten it this year have had to kind of fight through that COVID year, too, where they weren't, you know, either playing many games or any games at all. So 1:40 to go here in the third. A three ball in the corner for Charlotte Valley will not go down. Byrne with a rebound as SK leads 60-39 with 1:30 to go in this third quarter. Byrne to Dienich. Now back to Connor Carino as South Courtright taking some time. Carino with a good dish off to Dienich. He's blocked underneath there by Wade. And a long pass ahead for Quigley. He wants to take it to the interior and scores and is fouled by Champlin. Quigley's got 16. He's going to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. I don't think anybody else is near this year on the 1K list. coming into the year, we knew there was going to be a few, but it ended up being more than I thought it was going to be this year. Quigley's shot at the line is good. He's got 17. With 1:14 to go here in the third, it's 60-42, South Courtright on top. Courtright starting to bring in some of the reserves as Aiden Haynes is into the ballgame now for the Rams. And Karina will walk it down the floor with 1:10 to go here in the third. Crowd a little subdued at the moment with South Courtright in control of this ballgame, leading by 18. Rams back up near midcourt as Carino looks to start things off. 15 on the shot clock. Carino at midcourt, splits two defenders, wants to take it to the rim and scores. Carino with 30. And he's just got such explosive speed at times, Coach. It has to be tough to stop for these defenders.
Yeah, another factor is he can also shoot from pretty far out, so he's got some range. So what do you do? I mean, if you come up and guard him, he's going to go by you. If you stay back, he's going to shoot it from the perimeter. But I've been impressed tonight with his change of pace with the ball in his hands. I think that's what separates him from some of the other kids around is he seems to have another speed when he really wants to get to the basket.
36 seconds to go here in this third quarter. It's 62-42. And this will be Wade to the line here for Charlotte Valley. Wade's first shot is up and good. Again, the winner of this ball game will get 4-seed Southern Cayuga, who knocked off previously undefeated Morris in the semifinal game, 79-55. It was a pretty close game for most of that contest as Wade hits the second one, but Southern Cayuga shot the lights out, especially in that third quarter, only missing a couple of shots, and it was just too much for Chiefs for the Mustangs here tonight. Carino into the paint, kicks one out. Jack Byrne for a three. No, in and out. And a rebound for Charlotte Valley. Wade's looking to run. Wade to the hoop, and this one's a little too strong. Byrne chasing down a rebound, wrestling for it. Somehow Charlotte Valley came out of the fray with it, and Wade puts it up and in.
Great hustle.
62-46, 5 seconds left. Carino, a deep three at the buzzer. No, left it short, and that'll do it. Three quarters in the books. SK 62, Charlotte Valley 46. We'll be back on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of quality hard.
Your friends at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge, proudly support local high school sports and wish all local teams the best of luck this season. Jerry's Inn is now open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner with an additional specialty menu on Sundays. Jerry's Inn is a great place for family dining and to check out the local high school sports wall of fame. Come and enjoy that iconic Jerry's atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge. We look forward to serving you soon.
High school sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. SK Boys leading 62-46. To start the fourth quarter, a foul on South Courtright, and Jamison Quigley will go to the line. Eight fouls on South Courtright as a team, only one on Charlotte Valley here in the second half.
One and one, Jamison Quigley. I mean, that could be a way that Charlotte Valley gets back in the game here. I mean, they could score every foul this quarter. They're going to shoot, and they're going to be able to put points on the board without having the clock run.
Quigley hits the first shot. He has 18. Coach, if you're in a situation like this, I ask you this all the time, but what are you telling your guys? Is it just one possession at a time to try to chip away at it?
You got to have something positive happen each possession. A stop on defense, something productive on offense, a basket, a score, an offensive rebound. I've been impressed with Charlotte Valley. They haven't stopped playing.
Here's Carino to the interior, back out for Byrne, as our score is 62-48. Not impossible for Charlotte Valley to come back. A lot of time left.
I know it may not appear it from the score.
As here is Cole inside for Deanich. She's able to hit that, and Deanich now has 12 points.
But Charlotte Valley did win the third quarter 17-16, so and that's always a positive.
Back down the floor now for South Courtright. Champlin, off of a Charlotte Valley miss, is fouled as he tried to take it to the interior with 7:15 to go in the fourth, and it's 64-48. And I think you're right, Coach. Those things get overshadowed in games like this. You know, Charlotte Valley, again, wins the third quarter, but I guess to the casual fan, you might not know that sitting in the stands because of the scoreboard. Carino in the corner will dial up a three here. That's too strong. Rebound underneath by Deanich. And he'll pump one back out to Jack Byrne. So the SK boys were up 62-46 over Charlotte Valley as we hit the fourth quarter. And now it's 64-48. Carino takes it to the rim, and he scores again, 32 for Carino. He's having a big night here tonight on the night he hits 1,000 career points. Wade to the interior. A little floater is in for Wade, and he's got 15.
Nice drive.
And back down the floor here for Carino with 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 66-50. Pass to the interior for Carino. Now he'll pull one back out. Carino to the right side. Again, we'll take it to the inside and is fouled as he gets into the paint here for SK with 6:15 to go. SK going to the bench. Dengler's going to come back, and they've kept Anderson on the bench here for the second half, so either really just want to protect him. Hopefully it's nothing more serious, as we know he might have twisted an ankle there at the end of the second quarter. 6:15 to go here in the fourth. SK gets it in. Deanich in the left corner. That shot won't go. Carino with a rebound, and he'll pull it back out. And Carino will have it here at the top of the key. I did have a request from a listener to list everybody that's in the 1K club for South Courtright. So I'm going to bring that up here in just a second. Was that a foul on Carino there, Coach? Or was it on Darren for the screen?
It was on Darren for the screen and his third.
So I will bring up that SK list. A good question from one of our listeners. On
some people might wonder why isn't Charlotte Valley shooting there. It's an offensive foul on that illegal screen by South Courtright.
Charlotte Valley working it around into the corner. Now we're going to have three-pointer at the line here as Ezra Antle was fouled by Jack Byrne. And so Byrne picks up his third, and that's the 10th team foul on SK and only three for Charlotte Valley. So again, Coach, as you said, they're going to have a chance to chip away at the line the rest of the way. Is it going to be two or three? Oh, they're only giving him two.
The official is saying that he came back down and landed on the floor, and then the foul occurred. So that's why it's only going to be two shots.
First one at the line for Antle is in and out. All right, here's the SK list. 1989, Clayton Finch. 91, Katie Lamport. 02, Ashley Kenshin. 03, Mike Swantek. 05, John Kenshin. 06, Jess Lang. As Antle goes one out of two there. After Jess Lang, it was Renee Kraft in 2010. And then a bunch recently. Torrey Rockefeller in 16. As here's Carino with a bucket. 34 for Carino. Timeout's going to be taken by Charlotte Valley. And just to finish that list, Tyler Lamport in 2017, as well as Bree Lang and Lexi Du Bois in 17. And now we have Connor Carino. So we'll take a break. 5.5 to go in the fourth. SK leads 68-51. We'll be back on WCDO.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shenandoah Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Shenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shenandoah Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Utadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your Tri-County sports leader, WCDO.
Out of the timeout, Quigley to the interior, hits a shot, and he is fouled with 5:25 to go here in the fourth quarter. That makes it SK 68, Charlotte Valley 53. So the Rams still in control. But Charlotte Valley certainly not giving up as Quigley hits the second one at the line. He's got 22. So Carino has 34 for SK. And Quigley has 22 to lead the way for Charlotte Valley. We listed off the list of 1K scores for South Courtright. Hopefully that was answering all the questions that we had out there. Carino for three. Wow, he's got 37, and he's feeling it tonight. Makes it 71-54 with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Now a steal by Carino. Carino in for the left-handed layup, and he scores, and he's got 39 with 4:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. Now a steal by Dengler. Outlet pass to Carino. And Carino's fouled at midcourt with 4:45 to go here in this fourth quarter. I don't know what their school record is, but certainly 39's getting up there. Foul is on Antle. That's the team's fourth and his third personal. Dengler's going to come out, and Aiden Haynes is going to come in. Again, with 4:45 to go in the fourth, South Courtright trying to earn a trip to take on Southern Cayuga, which would be the same matchup that we saw in the soccer championship back in the fall, an epic game that went to penalty kicks before Southern Cayuga was able to advance. I believe that went 8 rounds in penalty kicks. It was a really tremendous game. So with 4:45 to go here in the fourth quarter, 73-54 our score. And we'll have Coach explain what's going on here at the table in just a second.
There was some confusion as to who the last South Courtright foul was on.
So they were able to straighten that out. And an inbounds pass here for Jack Byrne. Byrne will have the ball here and go here for Connor Carino. And Carino will come off a screen and get fouled. 39 for Connor Carino here. Had some people behind us asking. South Courtright will do the inbounding duties here in front of their own bench. Again, live from SUNY Delhi tonight. The girls' games will be here tomorrow. And we'll be here for both of those as Oxford will take on Southern Cayuga and Cherry Valley Springfield will battle Worcester. Now a steal by Charlotte Valley. They're looking to take it coast to coast, and it's up and in for Jamison Quigley. He has 24.
He's played a really nice game today. Very under control.
He's tough.
Goes hard to the basket. Got a nice little outside shot.
I mean, this Charlotte Valley team is certainly tough, coming in with a record of 19-3. Long pass ahead here. A steal by Charlotte Valley. Wade to the rim. He lays it up and in. And Wade's got 17 with 3:55 to go. 73-58 our score. Here is Carino at the top of the key. Tries to go through a double team there and has to pull it back out. Carino to the right side. And we'll have a whistle. A foul is going to be on Charlotte Valley on Ethan Barrett. 3:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. SK still on top, 73-58. Stay tuned after tonight's game. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose during our post-game show. And we can talk a little bit more about the games we'll have tomorrow. Again, Oxford and Southern Cayuga, followed by Cherry Valley Springfield taking on Worcester. Should be some fun girls' games tomorrow here on CDO. Carino into the paint. His jumper won't go down. Rebound for Trent Cole. That's also off the mark, and a rebound for Wade. Wade's in the backcourt. And we'll float one into the corner for Ezra Antle for three, and he hits it. Nine for Ezra Antle. And like you said, Coach, Charlotte Valley has really played hard. They haven't quit at all.
And sometimes you have a team that continues to play hard, but they just don't score the points, so it really looks like a blowout. But they've been chipping away a little bit here at a time.
You know, I've had a couple of people text me tonight saying, boy, Morris really got blown out, didn't they? And I haven't had a chance to respond, but I want to say, no, that was a very close game. And I don't think that score indicates how close that game was. Just A, Southern Cayuga shot the ball very well, and B, at the end, it kind of got away from Morris a little bit.
And there was a little spurt there where Southern Cayuga scored like about 10 points unanswered, and that just kind of gave it a little bit of a cushion.
Carino misses the foul shot here as he was trying to get to 40.
Oh, great tip.
A volleyball tip ahead by Quigley is able to find Ezra Ansel, and he puts it up and in, and a timeout's going to be taken by SK with 2:50 to go. Don't look now, it's a 10-point game, folks. SK 73, Charlotte Valley 63. We'll be back on CDO.
Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals of Hobart is a proud supporter of high school basketball on WCDO. Mallinckrodt wishes great success to our local teams in the Tri-County area. We also offer numerous full and part-time employment opportunities for Tri-County area residents and beyond. To learn more, visit mallinckrodt.com. Mallinckrodt cheers on our local teams and local athletes in all sports and is happy to sponsor live basketball game coverage on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your Tri-County sports leader, WCDO.
2:50 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 73-63. South Courtright boys on top, but this Charlotte Valley team won't quit. They've been fighting hard here in the last little bit of time. They've cut it down to 10 points. Connor Carino joined the 1,000-point club tonight. He's got 39. He's trying to finish it off here for the Rams. They work one down low for Darren Dengler. Now back to Troy Dienich. Dienich will take it inside, missed the shot. Carino with a rebound, pulls it back out.
Very smart play.
Wisely wants to chew some clock here. Far side for Champlin. And now back to Carino. Carino directing traffic. Comes off of a screen. And boy, they've really chewed up some time on this possession. Carino at the foul line. His jumper is good. He's got 41. Makes it 75-63. Maybe that will take some of the steam out of the Charlotte Valley team, and now a key steal by Troy Dienich, and he's fouled by Trevor Wade with 2:03 to go. And just when it felt like Charlotte Valley had turned the corner, SK seems to grab the momentum back. Again, stay tuned for the postgame show coming up. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players here tonight. First shot at the line here for SK is up and good for Troy Dienich. He's very quietly had 13 points here tonight. That's second on the team in scoring. Second shot for Dienich is good, and he's got 14. 2 minutes to go, and it's 77-63. Charlotte Valley going to the high post with Quigley. A turnaround pass is deflected. Trent Cole is able to come away with it. And now Carino will come back across midcourt and is fouled there by Ethan Barrett. And as you said a couple of times tonight, Coach, tough to keep him in front of you because he can shoot the three or he can go to the hoop.
Plus, he also has a pretty good handle, so he can kind of go left or right. It doesn't really matter to him. He's a very difficult matchup for any defender.
So with a minute 47 to go, SK leading 77-63. Let's say the Rams win here, Coach. You've seen both teams here tonight. Say it's Courtright versus Southern Cayuga. Your initial thoughts, gut reaction on what that matchup could look like as Carino hits the first shot at the line. He's got 42.
Well, I think athleticism-wise, I think South Courtright might have a little more length, a little more size. But I think it's going to be a good matchup.
43 now for Carino. A three ball in the corner here for Antle is no good. Ball is popped out. Carino's going to get it. I wonder if he's close to something here. They did come over to the table to check to see what he's at. trying to remember some scoring over the years, maybe somebody like Lamport, as Dianich is, can't catch that pass from Carino. Coach Kaufman saying to make the easy pass with a 1:26 to go. 79-63. And a shot here for Charlotte Valley is missed. Wade with a rebound with 1:18 to go.
So back to your question. I think it'll be a good matchup. I'm interested to see if Southern Cayuga can score. I mean, they scored 79 tonight, but they shot the lights out.
Yes, they did.
So I'm curious, are they going to be able to shoot the lights out against South Courtright? They play a little bit different type of defense than Morris does, especially without Morris having Tiger tonight. So I'd be interested to see how Southern Cayuga handles South Courtright's little three-quarter court 1-3-1, how they handle their 1-3-1.
Will be an interesting game. Maybe not the matchup that everybody was looking for, as I think a lot of people coming in thought maybe it would be Morris and South Courtright, but Southern Cayuga plays the spoiler. So 1:18 to go here in the fourth.
Another thing that'll be interesting to see is Southern Cayuga seems to be very patient and well-coached and disciplined on offense. Will South Courtright be willing to stay disciplined enough defensively to guard for, you know, the 30 seconds that they're going to run offense?
All right, we're going to take a break with 1:16 to go in the fourth. SK leading 79-65 on WCDO.
Your friends at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge, proudly support local high school sports and wish all local teams the best of luck this season. Jerry's Inn is now open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner with an additional specialty menu on Sundays. Jerry's Inn is a great place for family dining and to check out the local high school sports wall of fame. Come and enjoy that iconic Jerry's atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge. We look forward to serving you soon.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Back to the action on WCDO Sports.
Welcome back. Here's Dengler, puts it up and in. So Dengler, out of the timeout, is able to score. Makes it SK 81 and Charlotte Valley 65. A three in the corner is no good. Wade with a rebound. His shot is also off the mark, and we got a minute to go. South Courtright looking to put the finishing touches on this ball game here tonight and looking to get a chance to go up against Southern Cayuga, a team that ended their soccer season. And I'm sure that that would be a nice revenge type of opportunity for South Courtright with 45 seconds left here. Adam Champlin is fouled. And so Ezra Ansel will pick up the foul, and Champlin will go to the line here. Champlin's first shot is up and good. Champlin's got seven, and again, a big thank you to all our special sponsors here tonight, including the South Courtright School and Community Organization, as well as Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart. Carino was fouled at midcourt. He'll go back to the line. Some other special sponsors, including Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, Bartle's Pharmacy in Oxford, Chapman's Apple Orchard of Oxford, and Faber's Home and Kitchens of Oxford as well. Carino's first shot at the line won't go down. Second one coming. Fort Connor Carino has 43 points here tonight. Wade is going to check out of the ball game here tonight, finishing with 18 points for Charlotte Valley. And Connor Carino will step in and hits, and Carino has 44. Rest of the starters going to get subbed out here for the SK Rams. Champlin's actually going to stay in, and Carino is still in. But the rest of the reserves have stepped in here with SK leading 83-65 with 35 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Wildcats with the basketball. A three here from the right side of the floor is no good, and a rebound for South Courtright. 20 seconds left. They'll walk it down the floor, and our sectional final will be set. South Courtright will be taking on Southern Cayuga on a Saturday. We'll know the girls' matchup after tomorrow. Some more good games tomorrow, but the Rams are back to the sectional final where they won a year ago and made it all the way to the state semifinals. All right, that's going to do it. 83-65 postgame show coming up here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Your friends at Marabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Marabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Marabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Marabito Gresham work for you.
Your Tri-County sports leader, WCDO.
I'm going back on here. Good to see you. All right, brother. Take care. I'll see you Saturday. All right. I know I'm back on the air, folks, but that was one of my high school teammates I haven't seen in about 10 years now, Chase Guernsey. Great guy. So I hope I can catch up with him on Saturday. He's one of the best. He came to our school from Franklin.
I remember him. I coached him at Hartwick College summer basketball camp.
And then he left us and went back to Franklin, and they won the Tri-Valley Championship. I've never forgiven him for that, but that's okay. He was a good guy. So, again, our final score here tonight, 83-65 for the South Courtright Rams. They will advance to the Section 4 Class D Championship game on Saturday. And Connor Carino, 1,000 career points. Now he's going to get to come out here and have his big night with all his family. They'll take the photos and all that good stuff, and he can get the monkey off his back. But 44 points tonight for Connor Carino. I believe that's his career high. I don't think he's had over 40 before, from my recollection. But certainly a great night here for Connor. 14 for Troy Dianich, 8 for Trent Cole, 7 for Adam Champlin, 6 for Josh Anderson, 4 for Darren Dengler. On the other side for Charlotte Valley, 24 for Jamison Quigley. Did we have 18 for Wade?
19
for Wade. Oh, I was right. See, I should trust my own math, right? 19 for Trevor Wade, 11 for Ezra Antle, 8 for Ethan Barrett, 2 for Noah Johnson, 1 for Luke Montgomery. So that is the scoring summary tonight for Charlotte Valley. Want to get into the three awards here, Coach? All right. We're going to do our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award first, brought to you by NBT Bank, always supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. Hard not to give to Connor Carino tonight with those 44 points. Joins the 1,000 Career Points Club. He was pretty tremendous.
Yeah, he had a really good game. He shot the ball very well from the mid-range. I was impressed with that as well. He made several three-pointers, but he shot the ball from the mid-range well, and he got to the basket well. He's got really good handle, and he has a good change of pace. He's a difficult matchup. We talked about that earlier. I'm interested to see what Southern Cayuga's game plan is.
Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO, and they wish our teams success this season. A lot of different ways you could go with this tonight. Coach, you have any thoughts? I have one in mind, but we'll see if we agree, maybe, to put you on the spot.
I'll go with whatever you think here. I don't really have one that stands out.
I would like to give it to Adam Champlin tonight. I feel, is kind of an unsung hero for this team. Gritty, gets on the floor, does a lot of dirty work, doesn't score a ton of points normally, and I just think it would be nice to give him the Dynamic Defense Award here tonight.
Yeah, he's kind of the floor general of the team. He kind of runs the show, kind of gets everybody set up, gets everybody organized. I like that pick.
Lastly tonight, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I'd like to go with Jameson Quigley tonight, 24. He was a tough matchup here tonight and really was tremendous for Charlotte Valley.
Yeah, he played a nice game. I thought he was tough inside. He finished inside. He has a nice little jump shot. He played hard the whole night. Didn't let his team give up. Charlotte Valley had a great season. I know it's difficult to get to this point and not move on to the sectional final, but to get to the sectional semifinals is a pretty great accomplishment, and I know it'll sting for a little while that you're not in the sectional final, but you had a great season if you got this far.
Well, Coach, that'll do it for tonight's broadcast, but we'll be back here tomorrow for the girls' game, Oxford and Southern Cayuga, followed by Cherry Valley, Springfield, and Worcester. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, those should be two good games, four good teams, so excited to be back again tomorrow.
All right, that's going to do it for our broadcast tonight. Also, a big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios, as well as our general manager, Craig Stevens, for all their hard work. We'll see you tomorrow night. Stay safe out there, and we'll see you tomorrow on WCDO Sports.
The Tri-County's local sports leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.